Hello, my lovelies. It's Lupin. So today's audio is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more rambly, a little bit of story time, and all in all, just different from my normal audios. So I hope you forgive me. I've been asked a few times now, and I've been promising for a while that I would release an audio about my biggest, deepest, sexiest fantasy. About what really gets my cogs turning. And I've been avoiding it. I have put it off and put it off because it's my personal fantasy. You know, it's mine and I want to do it justice. I will most likely never get to live out this fantasy. Moment of silence. Thank you. I will most likely never get to live out this fantasy. And so the way to make it the most real is writing it out, is creating it myself. And I didn't want to write a script and be disappointed. I didn't want my one chance to live it out to be a disappointment. So you can't blame me. My reasoning was sound. So I've been avoiding it pretty solidly and trying to figure out a way to write a script for it that I would be happy with and that you guys would be happy with. And it didn't work out. Needless to say, it didn't work out. I tried a few attempts and they all were not what I wanted. And so I figured what I'd do is to at least hold my promise, because I am a woman of her word, that I would release a little audio and kind of ramble about my biggest fantasy. And in a way, maybe I can live it out. In some very, very small way, maybe I can live it out through this audio. And because of that, I would love if you took your cock out and if you stroked your cock while you listened to me talk about what gets me hotter than anything in the world. Because I'm going to get so turned on. And I would hate to be the only one. So, here goes. My deepest fantasy is something that requires a little bit of backstory, of course. A lot of you might not have realized, but for a very long time, I was an extremely vanilla person. Not just kink wise, but just very vanilla. And because of that, I didn't know very much about kinks or anything. I never explored it. I never looked into it. And I only really got interested in things like that, you know, kind of the sprinkle side of life, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So very, very new for me. I've got some experience now, but it was very, very new for me. And when I first started getting into it, I had no idea where to look. I didn't have any friends who were into it that I knew of. And I ended up making a friend who is now my best friend. And he kind of guided me through kinks and through what I enjoy, things that I never would have thought that I enjoyed. And he took that and crafted it into something lovely. But he helped me explore BDSM and my submissive nature and how much I enjoyed being used and craved it and needed it. So one day we were talking outside of the BDSM relationship. We were just talking as friends, and we were talking about a convention that we were wanting to go to with some friends. And getting all verklempt over here thinking about it. And we were talking about going on this trip to go to the convention. And he looks at me and he says, "Lupin, if we go on this convention, I'm buying your room." Now, me being me, I said, "Hell no, you're not. I'll pay my own way, thank you very much. You're not paying for that." And he said, "Hell yes, I am. But don't worry, you'll be paying." He says, "When we get to that hotel room, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck your little pussy until it's raw and until it's dripping my cum." He says, "And after I'm done fucking you, I'm going to tie you to the bed with your ass up in the air, with my cum staying inside of you, being held inside of you. I'm going to tie you there, and I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to go down to the convention, and I'm going to hang out with our friends, and I'm going to go have fun, and you're going to lie there. But don't worry, you won't be alone. I'm going to go to the front desk, and I'm going to get as many room keys as I can, as many room keys as they'll let me have. And I'm going to hand them out like fucking party favors. If I see somebody having a bad day, someone yelling at a vendor, needing something to relieve some stress on, I'm going to give them a key. And I'm going to tell them there's a present waiting for them. A little dirty slut with holes begging to be filled. I'm going to hand out key after key after key, and they're going to come up and they are going to fuck you. They're going to fuck your mouth. They're going to fuck your ass. They're going to fill your pussy, because that's the only hole that they're going to come in, is that little cunt. They're going to fuck you and fill you until you are seeping, until you are dripping with cum onto the bed. It's pooling around the indentations from your knees. You are going to become the little cum dump you've always wanted to be. But don't worry, I'll come and visit. I'll come up and I'll check on you time to time, fill you with another load. I'll swirl it around inside that little cunt of yours, test out just how far they've stretched you, test out just how much they've ruined you. See if you're ready for it to be over." But you won't be. No amount of the boys and men that I can get from this little convention, none of them will be able to sate you. None of them will be able to ruin you. So I'm going to collect all the keys that they leave nice and tidy on the bed next to you. I'm going to collect all the keys, and I'm going to just go downtown, and I'm going to toss them out. Write the room number on them. Have them come one after another. Open the room to the entire fucking hotel. Let them use you. Let them run a train so long that you are begging to stop. And begging to be filled again, because you are nothing but a little cum dump. And they are going to fuck you until you realize that the only thing that you need in life is another cock in your pussy. Is another cock filling your mouth, another cock filling your ass, stretching you, ruining you. Because who would want a cum dump like you? You're there to be used. And that's what they're going to do.
And after you are broken, after you have been fucked more times than you can count, after your mind is completely gone, then I'm going to come up and I'm going to untie you and I'm going to give you a nice bath. And I'm going to rub your clit until you come. And you're going to come all over my hand. And then I'm going to make you lick my fingers clean. And then we're going to go home. And we're going to wait. Because after you have had hundreds of cocks inside of you, there's no way you're not pregnant. And you're going to swell with someone's seed. Who knows who? You've had too many cocks to know. They don't want you, and they don't want the baby. Their part's done. You were bred, and that's all there is to it. And you'll swell, and you'll have a baby, and every time you look at it, you'll remember just what you're good for. Breeding and nothing else. Fuck. I hope you found that as erotic as I did, because when he told me that, when he went through that scenario with me, I was instantly wet, like I am now. I had never thought of myself in that light, and I had never wanted anything more after hearing it and after seeing myself that way. I wanted to be used over and over for their pleasure. I wanted to be filled with cum. I wanted to be completely coated in cum. Whose cum? Didn't matter. Their cum. I wanted them to come on me. Men in general. I wanted to make my body an altar for cock. And for them to leave their donations inside. Their tributes? Is that too fitting? Is that too on the nose? Fuck. God, I'm hot. Fuck. I hope you enjoyed hearing my little fantasy. I finally told you. I kept quiet for so long, and now you all know. Now you know what I think about when I'm alone and I fuck myself for no other reason than to get off for me. I think about you getting off. Men. All over me. And in me. So did you? Did you get off? Let me know. I hope you did. Bye, lovelies. Thanks for sharing my fantasy.